Thanks, Steve. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Our guest is Paul Lisnick, our friend Paul Lisnick, political analyst for WGN-TV, host of Politics Tonight, weeknights at 5:30, and then shown again at 10 p.m. on CLTV. Unfortunately, Paul, we have booked you on a day where there's not much going on politically.
I was just going to say, let's talk about, like, you know, who we think will run for mayor in 4 years.
All right, that'll be fine. I want to say, let's start out with a timeline of what's going on, but you can't really. There's so much going on. There's so much to discuss. What's your take on what's going on right now, Paul?
Well, and if I wish I could give you a brief answer, I'll try. So the bottom line is that while there have been all sorts of challenges to the president's, you know, conduct and things throughout the years, Nancy Pelosi was never ready to take that step, be it emoluments, violations alleged, be it obstruction. She just felt that the American people weren't on board with it. Polls showed the same thing. But this was different. This being characterized as Democrats as an effort to, you know, reach out to the leader of a foreign government by our president and essentially to strike a deal for the investigation of a political opponent is what clearly in her mind rises to a situation of what the Constitution requires, a high crime or misdemeanor, putting national security at risk. That's what Nancy Pelosi says. That's why that and a combination of increased pressure from her caucus led her to take the step that she did.
Paul, I've heard... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, what this does for Democrats down the line, Bill, is, you know, as you know, the White House administration has stymied and blocked them every step of the way. They're not going to be able to do that once things are official like this. If articles of impeachment come out, then the White House has to comply with Congress's requests and demands. So that's what's interesting about this down the line is all of that, you know, stonewalling goes away when there's articles of impeachment if they get to that point.
I've heard people say that the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi in particular, but the Democrats on the whole, were just waiting like buzzards for something like this. Do you subscribe to that theory or not?
Well, Nancy, but the closest I can, I mean, I can't confirm that, but the closest thing Nancy did say, Nancy, my good friend, Chuck and Nancy, that she did say a while back was, you know, where she didn't want to proceed, she said the president will ultimately impeach himself. So that would have been, I think, where people would get the notion where she said, sit back, he's going to do something, which gives us, you know, no way to turn away. This morning, of course, we have the release of the transcript, so that's the next piece of this puzzle, but it doesn't resolve anything.
But now, transcripts not of the conversation, but of like a summary of who was in the room, and it's not the actual conversation, is it?
That's correct, Wendy, and it's really important to note that because when you read it, and I've read it, I'm sure you guys have it, it reads like you're reading the transcript, but it's not a transcript. It essentially is a summary taken down by whoever's, you know, paying attention to that call, whose job it is. Democrats will now, I'm sure, take the step to say, now we want the tape, if there is one. Now we want to know what was said. Now we want a transcript. There's something really interesting in this transcript, too, when you take a look at it closely. When it gets to the part where the president, essentially, first of all, you have the president of Ukraine sucking up to President Trump, you know, big time in it. He just, I'm trying to drain the swamp here, says the president of Ukraine, and I'm trying, you know, you've taught us so much, and we're trying to do everything you do. So, you know, and President Trump likes to be treated that way. Most world leaders know that. But what's really interesting is, after he says all of that and says, and by the way, we want to increase our military, military equipment from the U.S., the president says, and I need a favor. Now, he's not real explicit about it, but he does talk about Hunter Biden and that something has gone on here. What's really interesting, in the middle of the Hunter Biden stuff is an ellipse, a dot, dot, dot. Now, we were told this is unredacted. We were told that everything is here that they have. But as you look at the transcript in a couple places, dot, dot, dot. And I'm going, why is there a dot, dot, dot? And why is it happening right where you'd be curious to know what it is that is being said? I'm not suggesting, I don't know that anything was there.
Yeah.
But as a lawyer, it's something that if I were a lawyer in this case, I would be asking about.
Who was present during this phone call that took this transcript type thing?
Well, as far as who was president in terms of was the vice president and whatever, I believe that those kinds of folks would be there, but that's not who's taking the transcript. This is a, probably a national, everything from somebody, you know, at a secretarial level who's tracking this, but also intelligence people, the Foreign Service people. There are a variety of people who are paying attention to this. You know, Rudy Giuliani, who has been sticking himself in everything over the last few nights on Fox News, I've been watching him, and one of the things he said last night to Laura Ingraham, he goes, you know what, you want to know something? It's all right here. And he held up his phone because he says the State Department asked him to do what he was doing, and it's all right here. Well, you better be sure the Democrats will now want that phone and want to find out exactly what is there. There's still always that question of why did the president say, when we have to investigate corruption, you'll deal with Attorney General Barr. That makes sense. But you're also going to deal with Rudy Giuliani, a fine man. Well, Rudy Giuliani is his private lawyer.
Right.
What is he doing in this mix if this is all about, you know, beating down corruption and investigating corruption in our country? If you put Rudy Giuliani in it, and I understand if you're a Trump supporter, you want to take the line of saying it's appropriate, everything's great, but it's hard to see it as anything except an election maneuver.
I know that Nancy Pelosi wants to be sure of something when she started the impeachment proceedings, because, you know, the Democrats will not look very great if this turns out to be nothing. I guess my question to you is, if nothing transpired to incriminate Donald Trump, why wouldn't he just release the information?
Well, he's going to say he did. I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's why I bring up this point of the ellipses. Did we get the transcript today? It appears that we did.
So in his eyes, this would count as the...
And then And then I'm going to go beyond that and say he did say, the White House has said they will be releasing the... Oh, as far as the eyewitness accounts, that will probably have to get demanded. They'll put up blocks to that for a while. But I think the more important document that people need to see is the whistleblower complaint. Because this document itself, you can kind of read a couple of different ways. Republicans already reading it a certain way to say it doesn't say anything. But the whistleblower complaint, it is what's already known. We don't know who it is, but we know it's not just this phone call. This whistleblower is reporting about more than that. So that document may come out today as well. It's possible. It's certainly supposed to come out in the next day or two. And the whistleblower has also requested to appear before Congress, and it may be happening before the end of the week.
Paul, it's Bertrand. By law, right, this report has to be sent to the Congress, the whistleblower report.
Well, only if you find the word shall to mean mandatory, Steve. And the answer is yes. Shall means mandatory. So the notion that, you know, that IG or somebody saying we don't have to turn it over, we're not turning it over, they can't do that. And again, I always, you know, when you support the president, people step in and say, you know, they have a right to do it. Look, the law is the law. And many of my comments I'm making to you right now, I speak as a lawyer in saying it. The law is clear. They must turn it over to Congress.
Will the whistleblower's version be any different than the memorandum that we've seen at this point?
We don't know. We don't know. And I don't think the whistleblower's version is going to be you're not going to get a transcript from the whistleblower. The whistleblower is probably going to say, here's the kind of things I heard on the account. You know, who knows if the whistleblower testifies, if it's a lips thing that I'm just asking about, wondering about a bit, if there is something to it, maybe the whistleblower, if they heard the phone call and they were there for the whole call, among other things, maybe that person will shed light when appearing before Congress to say, you know, there was more to it than that I remember.
Paul, we were trying to determine exactly, in terms of the whistleblower, was he or she in the room during the phone call, or was it secondhand information? Do you know the answer to that?
I don't think we know that right now. We don't even know if it's a man or woman, as you said. So we just don't know enough. We only know it's somebody in the intelligence community.
Do you think this whistleblower will ever come forward? Will we ever know?
They've asked to. They've asked to appear before Congress. Now, whether you'll get to know who they are, I don't know, and get them on your show, I can't promise you that.
No, I don't mean that, but...
How would they do that? Would there be complete anonymity, disguise the voice,
It can be done as a closed hearing. It can be done as a closed hearing. That would keep us, the public, from seeing it. And certainly there's enough ways in and out of the House chambers or you know, various rooms that person may not be seen. It also may not be... It's probably not a well-known name, so somebody could probably walk in and... you know, we wouldn't know who it is. I mean, here's the thing. Because this person has something to report beyond this phone call, if that's what the rumor is, that there are other things, it's somebody high enough in the intelligence community that they tend to be around the president, that they tend to be within these meetings and these sessions. So, you know, this is not the nighttime, you know, janitorial staff who's reporting this stuff, who happened to catch something. This is somebody who's around a lot. So it may not be somebody that we know the name of, but once we find out a bit about who this person is, and they are willing to come forward, then that may tell us a lot about how... Remember, the president's already said this person is a traitor and they're not a patriot, and, you know, Democrats would respond, actually, when a whistleblower comes forward, that's exactly the definition of being a patriot.
So,
you know, they're putting their life and career on the line.
How much time is spent, if you're Trump or those close to him, how much time is spent trying to determine who this whistleblower is? Is that an important part of the story right now to them, or do they just move on beyond it?
Well, Well, I don't know that the president doesn't know who the whistleblower
already.
Well, because the DNI does, Director of National Intelligence, that they know who it is. They've already been in touch with the whistleblower's counsel.
Yeah.
And by the way, there's been an interesting shift there. The first letter that went from the DNI to the counsel was sort of along the lines of, we have determined that this complaint doesn't rise to the level of urgent, so drop it. And then I don't know what happened, but something along the line led to another memo being issued, which basically said, we're here to enforce, the Constitution. We've got a job to do. We're going to do it. We're going to protect you. So somebody somewhere said something about saying, you've got a job to do. You know, where this gets cleared up, guys, is if everybody decides to put the security of the country ahead of party. This thing is so partisan that if you're a Republican, you're screaming that this is a witch hunt, as the president is. If you're a Democrat, this guy's got to go tomorrow. I only hope that there is a way that, and Republicans did it yesterday. I shouldn't say Republicans. The Senate did it yesterday when they passed unanimously the unofficial, but the request to the White House that they release the whistleblower report. Not even Mitch McConnell blocked it. Every Republican signed on. We need more of that. More of both sides saying, look, let's get to the bottom of this, and whatever it proves to be, it proves to be.
All right. The House started the impeachment proceedings. Then it would go to the Senate. And what about, you mentioned putting their life and their careers on the line. If a senator votes for it, isn't their career over?
Well, their career's on the line with it. You look at people like Susan, I'm trying to blank on her name from Maine.
Susan Collins.
Yeah, thank you. Susan Collins. People who are in these districts where they're in trouble anyway. Which way are they going to go? But you remember, Wendy, you need two-thirds of the Senate to remove. The odds of that happening are just so small, unless something really, comes out here that even, like happened, in the Nixon days, during Watergate, the president enjoyed a very significant level of popularity until those hearings were public and people throughout the country began to hear exactly what went on. That's when things changed. That's what Democrats are trying to do. And by the way, in doing our WGN morning show this morning, I made the point, some people are saying, well, why didn't Nancy Pelosi assign a special commission to handle this? We're all these sort of special designates. She basically is letting six committees do their thing. And my answer to that is, there is no instruction book on this. Impeachment's only happened a couple of times in our history, Andrew Johnson, Bill Clinton, and almost with Nixon. That's the only time this stuff has ever been addressed. So there's no right or wrong way to do this. Pelosi seems to be taking the broader approach, which is let various committees do their thing. We could criticize that by saying, well, you're not being focused, Nancy. Get focus here and have one commission deal with it all. She has her reasons for letting it play out this way, and I guess only time will tell. But she also said she wants it done expediently. She'd like this wrapped up by the end of the year. That's an answer to those people who think Democrats want to stretch this out through the 2020 election. She's not allowing that.
Since you mentioned the 2020 election, Paul, in your opinion, how does it affect both sides? Does it? We kind of speculated about this earlier, how it affects Joe Biden's chances, but also how it affects Donald Trump's chances. What do you think?
Well, the president would say it helps him, and there are those who would say it helps him. It depends how it comes out. I mean, if this gets worse and worse and worse, then obviously it's not being of assistance to him. If the Democrats do what they did in Mueller days and just can't go anywhere with it, I mean, Democrats have been fairly weak throughout this whole process. If this is just a whole bunch of messy stuff out there and the public is not with them and it's just going nowhere, then nobody sends a message, Bill, better than President Trump. Nobody controls the message better than he does. So he's already doing it. And within time, you'll have the country talking about the terrible scandal involving Joe Biden, especially if Biden goes on to, do well towards this nomination. They'll all be talking about Joe Biden being a bad guy, and there won't be any discussion about the president. The president is masterful at guiding the discussion in that way.
I just don't. You should see my face.
We're winded.
It's just so befuddling to me. It really is. What's going on?
That's why I said it's important that people put the country over party. Look, let me say this.
All right.
If the president did what he's alleged to do,
yes.
Okay. If he
yes.
hypothetically, if he made the essentially, you want your money, you go after Biden, my political opponent. It's absolutely an impeachable offense. I say that as a lawyer. I'm not partisan one way or the other. As a lawyerly comment, that is an impeachable offense. That is an unconstitutional step. But it has to be proven.
What about the people who say, well, that's Donald Trump being Donald Trump? I hear that every day.
You will get that. I mean, the president, he's known for blowing things up. He's known for, but that doesn't say, and you get to offer what essentially will be described as a quid pro quo. We're going to give you your, you know, $400 million when you give us what we need on Biden. And again, here's the thing that I'm finding interesting in the transcript that a lot of people aren't talking about a lot, not yet, which is just, and I said it earlier, the way in which the president of Ukraine just sucks up to the president in this transcript. Oh, Mr. President, you do things, we're just trying to be like you. I'm draining the swamp here. All of these comments, the president loves it. And so, and it's after those comments, and after the comment about we want more military equipment from the United States, the president says, I need you to do me a favor. That, the lawyer in me speaking, is where the quid pro quo begins to happen, if it happened.
What do you expect will happen, Paul, in the next 24 hours? Will there be any major movement on this in the next 24 hours or not?
There'll be a lot of tweets.
There'll be a lot of tweets. And that's to show you that the president, you know, yesterday, apparently, when Nancy Pelosi was speaking, I guess reporters were searching for the president. They were told he was on executive time, and that clearly means he was watching Nancy Pelosi on television. But I think I can't tell you what's going to happen in 24 hours beyond more talking. I can tell you that I think by the end of the week, which is just a few days away, I think we get the whistleblower complaint. And I think we may find out that the whistleblower is meeting with members of Congress. That may happen by the end of the week. That's reasonable to expect.
Thank you for trying to clear some of this up. I've been accused of being ignorant, and I should take another civics class, but this is all new to me, and I'm sure you as well.
Now, your sister Betsy tells me how smart you are. I know that.
There.
Actually, she doesn't say that, but I thought that was nice to say.
That was nice to say.
Well, Paul, you've got to admit, as I come to Wendy's defense for a second, it's very confusing. And when you throw in things like Bill Clinton was impeached, but he didn't leave office, but Richard Nixon was not impeached, but he did leave office, it clouds it up a little bit for most
of us. There's no question about it. And I can also say this about it. This is, of the impeachment history we have, this is the most consequential and important proceedings we have going on. And why do I say that? This is the first time that an impeachment is being pursued for issues related to national security. Bill Clinton was all about Whitewater deals and what sex did he have with an intern and all that stuff. And you can, you know, however you feel about it, you get to feel about it. Andrew Johnson was essentially being gone after for policies that he held. And Richard Nixon, of course, was criminal, but it never happened. And it was also domestic stuff. This is the first time that issues of national security have been raised in an impeachment proceeding, and that makes this historical and consequential no matter how it comes out.
That's Paul Liznick. Paul is the political analyst for WGN-TV. He's the host of Politics Tonight. You can watch it weeknights at 5:30 p.m., and then they show it again at 10 p.m. right there on CLTV. Paul, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
I bet we'll talk again soon.
I bet we will.
Right.
That could happen. Thanks, Paul.
Be well.
That's a bet I'll take for sure.
Yep.
I guess I understand a little bit more, but still a little confusing. Thank you, Paul.